Hey everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here to talk with you about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, Episode 10. I don't know the name of it. I'm just going to call it the Lip Sync Smackdown Extravaganza, whatever, you know, whatever Carson called it all those times. He changed it every time. I believe it was the Secret Lip Sync Smackdown, whatever. All-Star Secret, whatever we want to call it. I'll find out the name after I do the video. I'm not going to look for it right now, and that's just the way it is. But this was the big game within a game, which we have been waiting for all season long. No one thought it was actually going to come, but here it is. And it was a lip sync smackdown. And that's that. We said goodbye to Eureka. We didn't really even get to say goodbye to her because it just picked up right when the queens are back in the workroom from the main stage after Raja's win and Eureka went home. Eureka went back out onto the stage apparently at that very moment. And so what had happened was apparently these queens were lip syncing the whole time. I don't know if it was after each episode or before the next episode. I don't know. But it starts off with Serena Chacha, whose name I will never remember, apparently. Serena Chacha finds out she will be lip-syncing against Chigli Caliente. The winner of that moves forward to the next week, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. I have personally nicknamed this episode the Silky Shenanigans and Stunts Show, because that is basically what we watched for the entire hour. And we'll get into that once the lip syncs happen, but that is my secret name for it. It's called Silky's Shenanigans and Stunts. That's what it is. Let's get right into it. There's not a lot to talk about. I'm going to just briefly go over the lip syncs. When David, Roger, and I talk this week, we'll probably talk a little more about them, but I have feelings about it, and I'm going to make those feelings known. This is not anything against the queens. I'm not spreading hate. I'm just giving my opinion on the lip syncs and how I would have decided them, I guess you want to say, and also about the songs, that the song choices. So let's share the screen and get right into it. Like I said, it starts really right at the beginning when the queens are there. They do count the lipsticks. And it was 3 votes for Eureka, 1 for Trinity in there. We never actually got to see Raja. She said she voted for Eureka. I see it sitting there on the table now. It did, but she never pulled it out to show it. So I didn't know if she was lying, if she's like, yeah, I picked Eureka because that's who went home. But I don't know if she did that. I wish I could see what that lipstick said, if that really is her lipstick. Like I said, she never actually pulled it out on the show. So it can remain a mystery forever. But when Carson jumps on the screen, they're surprised they're getting a message this late at night. Usually they just go back to the hotel, the day is over, and they start the next day. But Carson pops on the screen and tells them it is time for the game within a game, whatever we're calling it. I don't remember what it is even. It's the lip sync smackdown. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. And the girls are pressed. They don't like this. But all they have to do is watch it on TV. That's what they do this whole episode. They sit there, watch it on TV. We get little bits of commentary from them, but not much. I will say Trinity just sat there miserable the entire time. She doesn't think another queen should come back. I don't know what she thought this whole game within a game was, but clearly she didn't think anyone was coming back onto the show. And she is fearful now that she might not actually be the top four, because we are obviously going to have a top 5 next week. Maybe a top 6 if they bring 2 people back. I don't think they will, but you never, never know with this show. Historically, when they bring a queen back, they go home the next week. I don't know that that's going to happen this time, but Trinity is just miserable the whole time. The other girls were having a good time watching the show. Kylie didn't care. She's like, I'm here. I made it this far. I'm going to keep on going. They bring another girl back. I'm just going to send her home again. That's the way it is. Raja and Ginger kind of feel the same way. I don't think they really care that someone is coming back, but they are there enjoying the lip sync. That is what drag queens do. Trinity, miserable. Just having a fucking puss on her face the whole time. I don't know why they never de-dragged. it's just a mystery that we will never know, I guess, in that, but they have to sit in these costumes the entire time, which was kind of made me laugh. SmackDown number one. Like I said, this is between Serena Chacha and Miss Jiggly Caliente. These are their entrance looks. They are not the looks they're going to perform in. This will happen every time I show a screen, a slide like this. These are just their entrance looks that I'm assuming they did a photo shoot for when they came in. Serena Chacha came out in this like pink coat thing and then obviously had a reveal down to this bodysuit. I will say her bodysuit is actually really, really gorgeous. As a performance bodysuit, she's not a great performer. This wig is poopy. She told Rue she wants to do a wig for her. RuPaul will never wear one of Serena Chacha's wigs. I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen. But that is her reveal. The reveal bodysuit, like I said, is gorgeous. It has these beads that go along the sides, which are really, really striking. And then we have Jiggly Caliente, who just looks beautiful in this outfit. We're going to see a lot of bodysuits, but that is because they are all lip syncing and performing. So I think a lot of them wore that as an option because they wanted to move around on stage. They both. Jiggly wore a ponytail. Serena wore pigtails. So we had both hair up this time. And our lip sync song was Free Your Mind by En Vogue. This is a great, great lip sync song. I was very excited for it. To me, this suits Jiggly Caliente a little bit more than it does Serena Chacha, but Serena Chacha is not a great performer, so I don't know that any song would really be that great for her. So that's that. Jiggly Caliente did not have to do much to win this lip sync. She did all that she needed to, and she did a great job. It was clear, though, that Miss Jiggly was our winner. So I am going to raise a toast. Every time there's a win, I'm going to raise a toast, even if I don't agree with it, with my Babe Rosé. I'm drinking it right from the can because I'm not dirtying any dishes because I'm leaving in the morning for vacation. And I'm ready for a drink as well. It's been a very long 2 weeks. SmackDown number two. So Jiggly is moving forward. So obviously Jiggly Caliente is there. And it is against our third eliminated queen, Silky Nutmeg Ganache. Great. you may know that I am not a Silky Nutmeg Ganache fan. I never have been. She did not win me over this season. But here she is. There you go. This is Silky's look. I actually think her look is actually decent. She's in this leopard strapless dress. I think she looks fine in it. Yeah, she looks fine. She's got a great shape. I know that she does pad, even though she is that big, just to accentuate her hips more. This gives her a very, very big shape, but I think she looks pretty. Jiggly also came out in leopard. She is in a leopard cat suit with a bunch of fringe on the side. And this crazy hair, I think she looks stunning as well. They both look really, really good. This was Silky's first one. Yeah, this is Silky's first one, sorry. They are doing Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Miss Cyndi Lauper. While I love this song, I don't know that it's a great lip sync song choice. And I did not thoroughly enjoy this. Jiggly kind of lip synced to a lollipop, which I didn't really get. It didn't make much sense to me. Silky pulled out a cup from her boob. Then she pulled out a bag of ice. Then she pulled out some juice. And then she pulled out some liquor and made herself a drink on the stage. While the judges ate this up, and they should, because it is quite the stunt that she did, we saw her with this glass trick entering the workroom with the milk and the glass and the cookie. So we had seen it before, but the judges had not. So fine, she can do it for the judges. Great. It worked for the song, so I appreciated it. Girls want to have fun. They want to go out, have a good time, make yourself a cocktail. Do what you got to do, girl. That being said, Silky did win this lip sync. Again, it's not a great lip sync song, but I think her little stunts and shenanigans worked to her advantage this time, and she did win this lip sync. There you have it. She won, so she is moving on to the next round, which is SmackDown number three. And of course, she will be going up against Miss Yara Sofia, our fourth eliminated queen of the season. I love Yara, you know that. I am a huge fan of Yara Sofia. I think she went home way too early this season. So obviously I was rooting for her in this lip sync. Yara came out in this little like business suit jacket and then had a reveal down to some nakedness, which she is known for. She looks stunning in this outfit. She's so beautiful in this photo. I love, love, love the way she looks. Bravo to Yara Sofia. Silky comes out in this coat cover up and obviously has a reveal underneath it down to these fringe pants. She is all about this fringe this season. She put it on everything she wears, basically. I do like her wig. The outfit doesn't do much for me, either one, but that's just my opinion. They are doing Point of No Return by Exposé, another great lip sync song. Very happy to see this. I thought this favored Yara a little more just in the song choice. Silky broke out her stunts again. She did do some dancing, which I appreciated. So she did move around, but she pulled out a bottle of water from somewhere and just started pouring it on herself, which has nothing to do with this song. It made no sense to me whatsoever. And for that reason alone, I think she lost this lip sync. I think Yara won. And that is my opinion, everyone. That is just my opinion. I don't work for the show. I'm just having an opinion. Again, I may be very biased because I'm not a fan of Silky's and I am a huge fan of Yara's, but I just thought the bottle of water, pouring it on yourself, made no sense for this song at all. But they disagreed and they let Silky win anyway because they want to move her on. I do like her necklace. I just noticed that it's like a wolf face. It's really cute. So Silky is moving on to the next round against our next eliminated queen for SmackDown 4. And of course, that is her season 11 sister, Miss Scarlet Envy. I'm a fan of Scarlet. I thought she had no chance of winning this lip sync from the very beginning because she's not a great performer. She's actually a great live performer, singing live, but she's not a great lip sync stage performer. So unless they pulled out a song that suited her really, really well, I didn't think she had no chance. I will say she looks gorgeous in this cat suit. This is a stunning cat suit. I know it is just a cat suit, but look at all that sequins and stones. It is gorgeous. This gigantic hair is everything. She's got the thigh high boots on, the opera gloves in patent leather. Stunning. Stunning. I said I was going to cheers to everyone and I didn't. Sorry, Silky. I'm going to take a few drinks now to make up for that. That was for her win against Jiggly. That was for her win against Yara, which I don't agree with. And I'm taking a bonus one for this outfit because I think this might be my favorite outfit of the week. So I'm taking a drink up for it. I think she looks stunning. Silky came out in this little number. I will say I like her makeup. She had butterflies on her face, which actually are really good. The outfit is fine. It's fine for a performance outfit. It's not my thing, but it stayed on her and that's all that matters. They are doing Song for the Lonely by Cher. Another really bad, bad lip sync song. I know we love Cher. And this is just, it's kind of like Boom Clap. It's a song that's not a ballad. It's not an upbeat. It's stuck there right in the middle and there's not much you can do for it. But let's go back to Silky's picture. You can look, she has a prop back here. This is a prop that she laid down beforehand. And then she picked it up through halfway through and it was a flag that she started waving and flagging to. It made no sense for this song at all. She did it as a trick and a stunt. And I always say, if you're going to do that, it has to make sense for the song. This made no sense for the song for me. However, she did win the lip sync. She was the winner, and I believe she did win this lip sync. So I will raise my glass to you, Silky Nutmeg Ganache, because you did actually win this lip sync, even though that flag had nothing to do with it. Make your stunts and shenanigans matter, Silky. Don't just do them to do them. But she's moving on to SmackDown 5. This time she is going up against her season 11 sister, Akiria. They are very, very good friends. So this one I thought was going to be really good. I thought Akiria would take it. But we have a big surprise after Akiri's elimination. We find out that she does not want to compete anymore. She is turned down the chance to return. She did it in the workroom. She didn't even go back out on stage. And she said that she doesn't want to be disappointed again by being sent home at any point. And so she doesn't want to get back into the competition. Fair enough. It's a little disappointing because I think she is a great queen. I think she could have actually been the queen to come back. If Eureka hadn't been there, I think Eureka was clearly who they're going to bring back no matter what. But I think Akiri would have had a big shot at it. She was one of the queens I thought could actually come back. They're still going to let Silky lip sync because she wants to, because she's looking at it as a competition and wants to do her best in everyone. This is to Barbie Girl by Aqua. Weird song to do as a lip sync on the show. A great fun song to do as a lip sync in a bar. But I guess that's kind of what we got from Silky's performance. She came out in this green thing with her face covered, and that was because she's doing the half and half man and woman parts of the song, which I have to say, this one made sense to me. So bravo to Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I will raise my babe rosé to you. Because while this lip sync was a mess, it was very fun to watch. Again, if you saw this in a bar, you would be throwing money at her because it was just really, really fun to watch. I think she is lucky that Akiri backed out because I don't know that her actual performance was worthy of winning this lip sync, but it was fun to watch. And RuPaul had a blast. And that's really all that matters. So Silky's moving on again to SmackDown number 6. This time she is going up against seasons 12, one and only Jan. Just Jan. Going into this, I thought there were only a few queens that I thought could actually win this lip sync SmackDown. I thought Yara could have won this before the whole thing happened. Not, this is me thinking, I was like, Yara could win, but that could be because I'm biased and I want Yara to win. I thought Akiri could have won. I thought Jan could win. And obviously I thought Eureka was probably going to win, but would win as well. So I had high hopes for Jan in this. Things are going in Silky's way for several weeks now. Jan is a great lip syncer. I'm not sure Drag Race loves Jan. They do love gooping and gagging her. So I thought maybe they would let her win and then just send her home again because they do that, but who knows? This was Jan came out and she looked pissed walking down the runway. In her little confessional, she's like, I'm very excited to be back. But she had this crazy puss on her face that looked like she was just mad. But she looks good. She's in a little sequins cat suit with a cape. She does a reveal, the wig. She does a slide that Silky was like standing in the middle of the runway. So she was trying to do a slide running from the back. But Silky was standing in her way. So she had to kind of go around her. She ended up breaking a light and her wig reveal off the edge of the stage. It was lovely. This is Silky's look. It makes no sense for what the song is to me. The coat is gorgeous. The wig, you can clearly see that it's just sitting on top of her head. She does a very, very fast wig reveal because I think that wig was not going to stay on very long once she started moving. It went down to this blue wig and then she took the coat off, obviously, to have this jumpsuit on underneath. That again, once I reveal what the song was, it made no sense for this outfit. The song was Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar. If you don't know who she is a rocker chick from the 80s. This is a great, great lip sync song. And I think Jan killed it. I think she really, really killed it. I'm going to go back to Silky's. You can't really see it in this picture, but over here on the side of her, it's really over here on the stage, which is cut off because of the other picture. There was a prop there as well. So she is setting out props for herself this season. I will say this prop did make sense for the show because it was a cutout guitar and she played it during the guitar break while Jan just played an air guitar. I don't like that they put props out on the stage beforehand. If you're going to have that, you need to hide it somehow in your costume. She had that giant coat on. She could have easily put it in there. It could have been attached to the back of the coat, not on the inside of the back of the coat, and then just dropped it and gone over to pick it up once she needed it. Again, with the flag, I didn't think it should have been sitting out on the stage. All in all, I think Jan won this lip sync. I don't think Silky won it in any way. I don't think her guitar prop helped her at all. I think Jan won, but I am not a judge and they picked Silky because we're talking storyline here. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I will raise my glass to you, Silky, because no, I'm going to raise my glass to Jan because Jan did a better job than you and nothing can change my mind about that. I gave you props when you actually won the lip syncs. You did not win this lip sync, in my opinion. But she's moving on to SmackDown 7. This one's against Pandora Box. So obviously, Silky Nutmeg Ganache is probably going to win this. Pandora is not known for being a lip syncer. If the song is a comedy song, maybe Pandora could win. Or if it's a crazy kind of like Anaconda that Ben de la Creme did, it just made it hysterically funny. Pandora could possibly win that as well. This is what she came out in, and I think she looks gorgeous. This is something I would never expect her to come out in. I think her robe is a little too long, and I was worried that she might actually trip on it, but I don't think she did. I didn't notice it impeding her at all, but I think this look is really, really gorgeous. Silky came out in this little skirt with the bra top and then revealed down to this glitter diaper. I like the non-reveal look with the skirt. I think it's actually a really cute look. She came out in high top sneakers. And when I say high tops, they go up to her knees almost, but they are sneakers, but it is appropriate for the song. The diaper, I do not appreciate whatsoever. We had that with Ginger Minj this season as well. It's not a good look on any big girl. Sorry, keep your skirt on. But they're lip-syncing to Focus by Ariana Grande. Don't give me hate, everyone. I had no idea what this song was. Never heard it in my life. But I am also not a huge Ariana Grande fan. And so that's that. I mean, I thought it was a bad song to lip-sync to. I thought they both did fine. Pandora did all she could possibly do to win this, but Silky did win it. So I will raise my can to Silky once again. I'm drinking this very fast. It's making me belch. Sorry. Silky won the lip sync, and I can't disagree with that. And Pandora put up a good fight, but it just was not her song. So Silky's moving on to the final SmackDown. She has made it through seven queens, I think. I don't know. Six queens. This was her seventh. Yeah. So she's been in this. She will have lip synced seven times on this episode. That is why I'm calling it the Silky Shenanigans and Stunts Show. That's what we got this week. Of course, she is lip syncing against Eureka, who is our most recent queen leaving us. And going into it, I think Silky had no chance of winning this lip sync whatsoever. Maybe once she saw who it was, she might have realized that as well. I don't know. This is what Eureka came out in. We saw her put this on at the end of Untucked last week. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is this not the same catsuit she wore for the girl group challenge? I could be completely wrong, everyone, and you're welcome to tell me I'm wrong. But it's something like this. I don't know. She wears so many cat suits. It's hard to judge. I hate this wig. I hate the color of it. I hate the style of it. Other than that, it's fine. Silky came out in this giant inflatable garbage bag. You can see, I don't know if you can see my arrow, but there was a giant piece of tape across the front of it, which was really distracting. And then she did a reveal down to this number, but you can see that she had some struggle getting this thing off of her. It is still attached to her foot here, which you can kind of see it laying behind her. They both had stories. Let me get to the song first. So the song was Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. Probably the best lip sync song that we have ever had on Drag Race. I don't know if we've had it before, but this is such a great lip sync song because it's at a range of emotions. It's up there. You can jump around and be crazy on the stage and do whatever you fucking want. This is a great lip sync song. Eureka told us in voiceover kind of thing that she was wearing her mother's Life Alert necklace. I don't know why she would wear that, but she said she grabbed it right before and she was dedicating this to her. I think her mom died 2 years ago. And so it was very emotional and really, really, really well done on Eureka's part. She did a great job on this lip sync. Silky came out in the giant inflatable garbage bag, eating potato chips, and proceeded to eat potato chips through the first verse. And then she threw them down and stomped on them and then did some exercises. And she was giving us the journey that her mother took with weight loss, where she was eating on snacking all the time. And then she just stopped and exercised and lost a bunch of weight. And her reveal was supposed to be down to the weight loss, obviously, which it took way too long. She walked to the back of the stage to try and get it off. It was not coming off. She started walking back up with it half on. It was still hanging around her leg by the time she got to the edge of the stage. And I don't think she actually got it off by the end of the song. And then for the decision, it was off her finally. So I think they just took it off of her at the end of the song, or she did. I don't know. I think Eureka clearly won this lip sync. But we don't know. We're not going to find out till next week. Of course, they're going to leave it on a cliffhanger. Carson even joked about it, saying, have you never watched the show before? But I strongly, strongly believe that Eureka is coming back. I'm going to raise my Bay Brise to Eureka because I think she won this lip sync. And I think no matter what had happened, Eureka was coming back into the show. They let Silky come all this way just for story purposes. They wanted someone to come up from the bottom to make it all the way to the end, but not quite make it to the top four, or top five, I guess I should say, because there's going to be five of them. I do think Eureka is going to be in the top four. I will say that, but I'm going to raise my glass to Miss Eureka for her "Since You've Been Gone" lip sync. I think she nailed it and knocked it out of the park. And it's almost gone. Next week, we do have a challenge, but at the very beginning, we're going to find out who comes back. Again, I'm saying it's Eureka. I could be wrong. It could be Silky. It could be both of them. Who knows? That would be a real gag if it was both of them. What I will say is I love Kylie's tank top right here. I love it with the two eyes. I have a shirt very similar to this, but mine is a t-shirt. And it is the winking eye as well. But mine has lips on it as well. Maybe she cut it into a little half shirt and cut the lips off. I don't know, but I think it's a really cute shirt. They're going to do some kind of monologue challenge. I don't really know what they're doing. Alec Mappa is going to be there to help them, and someone else, a comedian, I guess. I don't know who it was. I know that it's always a misdirect, but they showed everyone struggling. They showed Kylie struggling. They showed Raja struggling, and they showed even Ginger struggling. Maybe it's Trent. I don't know. It's either Raja or Trinity. I can't remember which one. One of them they didn't show, and one they did. But they were all struggling. I think this challenge is made for Ginger. It could be that Eureka comes back and wins, honestly. She finally gets her win, which makes her into the top four, which I think she is going into. And then she will have to send someone home. If she wins the lip sync against Lip Sync Assassin, who knows what's going to happen on this crazy show. RuPaul even said, we have many rules, as you know, on All Stars, many rules that no one knows of because they just keep making them up as they go. That's all I have for this episode. I am on vacation. I leave tomorrow morning. I'm going to pick up my rental car at 9 a.m. and hit the road to sunny Provincetown, Massachusetts, where I'm going to be for the next week on the beach, enjoying myself. I will be doing Toots and Boots with David, I believe, on Tuesday, because they are both going to be at the center and I will be in Provincetown. So I will zoom into them where they will be together, like David and I were this week. And so we will do that this week. I'm going to put up the Toots and Boots tonight, I think. Otherwise, they're not going to be up till tomorrow night. Look, tomorrow. I'm going to try to do them tomorrow morning. If I don't get to it, it'll happen tomorrow afternoon sometime, tomorrow evening. Check my Instagram, Sashay with Barry, for the Toots and Boots for this week's episode of all these lip sync costumes. That you just looked at, and we will toot and boot them together, and those will be revealed on the Toot and Boots with David and Roger on Tuesday. I hope you are watching Drag Race Holland. I am enjoying it. Again, I'm not recapping it. I do have my favorites that I'll talk about at some point a little more in-depthly, but it's just not happening now. We also had our UK season 3 queen reveal. If you haven't seen it, go look at them. I watched the Meet the Queens videos. We have our first AFAB queen ever on RuPaul's Drag Race, which is very, very exciting. I think she looks like Lawrence Chaney, which may or may not be a compliment, but she seems really, really fun. So I'm excited to have her on there. Anyone can do drag, so I am welcoming everyone to the fold. So congratulations to you for being the first AFAB queen. Her name has left me. I actually had it in my head and it's gone. I know her last name is Scone, which they say Scone in the UK, but I can't think of the first name. Sorry. Go watch the Meet the Queens and you will find her on there. We will do Toot and Boot those looks as well at some point this week, as well as the Drag Race Holland episode 3 Toot looks we will have sometime during the week. Just keep looking at my Instagram. They're posted in my Insta story, but I post on Instagram when the polls are up in the story, so you can do it then. Thank you all for watching and listening. I will be back with you on Tuesday with David and Roger. I raise my last sip of Babe Rosé to all of you. Thank you so much. Have a great night, great day, whenever you're watching or listening to this. I don't know when. It's 10:23 p.m. here. Oh, it just changed. 10:24 p.m. here in New York City. I love you all. Stay safe out there. Get vaccinated. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Do whatever you can to stop this Delta variant. I'm going on vacation and I don't want to get sick. I don't want to come back sick either. So please, please, please take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. Be respectful. Don't be selfish. Have a great day, night, whatever it is. Bye. I love you all.